Well, look what the cat is drug in, ladies and gentlemen.
Drug, you're right.
It's our old friend, the old war horse, the New York Met great and Washington Nat second baseman, all-star, Silver Slugger Award winner, D to the Murph. Hello, Daniel.
Hello, Daniel. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Murph.
Jeffrey.
What's happening, big boy?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good, man.
There you go.
Looking good, as usual.
Well.
You know, just a freaking stud now, just off being one of the best in the league. It's all he does.
He's the greatest. Murph, how you feeling?
Good.
Yeah?
Doing well, yeah. They let me start walking, so I was had a little knee surgery.
What? Whoa. Look at you there.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
What'd you do? Steady. What kind of surgery?
Robotic. It was cartilage repair with a microfracture to help on the healing.
Okay.
So 6 weeks. No weight on it.
Did you have that pretty much right after the season?
Directly after the season.
How long has it bothered you?
It really didn't bother me until maybe the last week or 10 days of the season where I was like, I think something might be wrong. But even then, it didn't really affect my play.
Who did you do it up there? Or did you do it down here?
Cincinnati.
Dr.
Tim Kremchek opened me up.
How do you find it? Is that the Nats team doctor, or did you go somewhere else?
No, so I got a couple opinions. Uh-huh. Most of them got three opinions. They were all the same as far as the cartilage damage.
Uh-huh.
And then that was need the microfracture as well. And then at that point, just in conjunction, kind of speaking with my agent, who's been in the industry for 30 years,
right?
You find who you think is, you know, you feel most comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
And Kremchek has done one of these on Marlon Byrd probably a decade ago. And
okay.
he's done some other ones as well, too.
So 6 weeks, and then what? You start rehab? Or are you rehabbing already?
Rehabbing already.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in the pool, I'm able to walk around now with crutches.
And you got another baby. You got three kids now?
Three children.
Jeez.
Yeah. So
how far are we going?
Huh?
I don't, more?
The, well,
I mean, the, you said before, you might have 12, 14 of those Rugrats before you're done.
The baseball team.
The last one was 8 pounds, 15 ounces.
Woo!
So
they're getting bigger and bigger.
Drew Steven may have cost me my reproductive rights.
Drew Steven?
Yeah. Drew Steven Murphy may have.
Did Steven Drew have anything to do with that?
Put daddy on the bench, I think, for a little bit when it comes to reproducing.
So you have two boys and a girl?
Yes.
That's great.
Noah Quinn and Drew.
Now, your little boy, he's 3 or 4?
Oh. Yeah, he's about 3 and a half. He'll
3 and a half?
Four in, you know, I guess 4 months.
Okay.
We played T-ball before you know it.
I know. We were out at my brother's practice at Sanssouci with his team, his travel team. He's on it since.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, running around.
Awesome.
Yeah. I can't really protect him. They were hitting, and so we're in the outfield shagging, but you know, Dad's not super mobile right now. Just dragging my leg over there.
I've always thought that the All-Star game's going to get one of those kids killed.
It does every now and then.
Doesn't it scare you?
Somebody top hooks one, and you think they're just going to get
decapitated. Yeah, because they're running around out there like a bunch of antelopes about to get shot with an arrow.
Yeah. Talk about the season, Murph. It was another successful year for the Nats, but a disappointing ending, I'm sure, is kind of how you guys look at it, because you want more.
Yeah, I think you head in each year, and you know you want to punch your ticket to the dance, and we did. Got into the postseason, but you know, unfortunately came up short against the Cubs. I don't think we played great, and you know, Chicago did made some big plays when they needed to. And so that was
– I hate the Cubs.
That was unfortunate.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think we got a good club coming back. New skipper. Sad to see Dusty go.
Were you surprised by that, or did you guys see that coming?
I don't necessarily know if I was surprised.
Uh-huh.
I think the organization just kind of wanted to go in a different direction. And
the
Dave
old
Martinez.
Different direction, huh?
Dusty has that reputation of he's a great regular season manager, and now is it just fate that his team's having that postseason success? Or how do people come up with these, like, suggestions that – I mean, to me, if you manage and you know,
one thing I notice about him, and I'll ask you your opinion on it, is he tends to use up his pitchers a little bit during the regular season. Is that fair or is that incorrect?
So that would be fair to say, because the numbers say that
right.
I think that Dusty goes with the starting pitchers longer than we actually led.
Especially
the
way the game's starting to change.
Well, you also are going Scherzer, Strasburg.
Fair enough.
Gio had a great year.
Yeah.
And even Tanner, in what was considered a down year, really threw the ball well, I mm-hmm. thought, in the second half of the season. So, mm-hmm. you know, he's got maybe – more weapons than some of the other managers have at their disposal,
true.
At least this year. But it is, the game is heading in a direction of, you know, I think you saw what the Dodgers did, the way they were able to use the disabled list to their advantage to try to stay healthy and fresh all year.
Yes.
And so there's just kind of that, you know, is your starting pitcher, you better off letting him get through the lineup a third time and stretching him or going to a fresh bullpen arm. That's kind of where we're heading right now with the game.
And you guys hired Davey Martinez as your new manager. Do you know him at all?
I don't, just in competing against him. We got Dave Martinez coming in. So all I know is just from competing against him. But we also got Kevin Long.
Your guy's back. You're so happy. You love that guy. But I mean,
I'm very happy.
Yeah, yeah. So he left the Mets, by the way. He interviewed for the managerial position.
His contract was up.
He interviewed for the managerial position. Tell me the Mets got a good skipper in Mickey Callaway, and I'll be happy.
I hear good things.
Yeah, I do
really
too.
Great things and, from you know guys that were underneath of him in Cleveland that played for him, and then each of the guys that I've talked to at the Mets, just a couple of them who said they've had contact with Mickey this offseason, have enjoyed you know, the contact they have had with him.
I want to have this discussion with you, but in a nutshell, I told your brother that you're the reason why the game is changed and you've destroyed the game. We'll never see a Tony Gwynn or a Rod Carew again because of you. You started this nonsense of hitting the ball into the air, and nobody knocks it through the five hole anymore, but you would probably tell me, well, that's because of all the shifts and everything.
Never seen a ball through the five hole leave the ballpark either. That's just me.
So have you destroyed the game of baseball forever, or is that a good thing? What you've started with this new revolution in the way we approach hitting.
Well, I think if you just look at baseball from just look at it from the sheer perspective of what is the name of the game. Touch home plate as many times as you can. Correct.
Score more than the other guy.
There
yes.
you go.
Run score.
Well,
okay.
If you hit the ball on the ground and the other team doesn't hit the ball on the ground and hits it in the air,
right?
They're probably going to beat you. They're probably going to score more runs than you.
Okay.
And so I just, whether or not it's, you know, how it's changing the game or if I ruined it, you know, you shouldn't actively try to hit the ball on the ground.
Don't take what he says to heart.
Well,
I don't think
it's not going to change my approach. I wish I would have done this 10 years ago.
Baseball's ruined now. According to your,
I feel like
your
I left some production
here.
On
Do
the
you
table.
Do you think, how about this scenario? I think the Mets should go get Dozier. He stays for 1 year, and then they re-sign you. You come back to New York and end your career there. How would
what
that
about
go?
The whole Braves thing we got working.
Well, I'm going different here.
I've put in dibs on this thing for years. Play third. We're going to move him to third. You know,
we'll move him to third.
Pop. Yeah.
Move him to third.
Yeah, we're moving to third. We need a third baseman.
Yeah.
Camargo.
I've got the knee for it. Knee for third, not for second anymore.
Yeah.
I have my pet peeve slash – head scratching, you know, Major League Baseball thought is I don't understand when we decided to put pitchers in bubble wrap and not let them pitch. You know, I can't even in the postseason a guy's cruising along and you pull him out while he looks good. I mean,
they're talking
your
about
team,
two times
everything.
Through the order now, Murph. Mm-hmm. Is that going to happen? Is this where we're headed?
Yes, I think so. I think for certain pitchers, yes. I think for your DeGroms, your Scherzers, your Syndergaards, and Strasburgs, or stretch them out.
Mm-hmm.
But the guys who may be at the back end of the rotation, I think you're basically the bullpen's going to turn into somewhat of a de facto sixth man a little bit, and they're going to share the load.
Then we hear about how they're killing the bullpen. They're overusing the bullpen. So and so's already made 26 appearances, and it's only May. So which is it?
Well, you have to have guys in your bullpen that you trust.
Uh-huh.
And I also think the more shift that we go to this, you may see more. You may see more 8-man bullpens instead of 5-man benches. So it's 5 guys on the bench. I think they may go to 4 guys on the bench, backup catcher, backup infielder, backup outfielder, and like a Swiss Army knife, 4. And then an extra guy in the bullpen is where it may end up going. If you're going to use your 4-5, maybe 3-4-5 starters for just 2 times through the rotation.
I guess that probably would be the way.
It seems to me they're underestimating the difference between a starter like pretending like he's a bullpen guy or a bullpen guy pitching starter innings. I don't know how you go all year long and suddenly you're expecting, you know, Justin Verlander to have the mentality of, you know,
I do think there are going to be the special guys, not the special, but there are going to be the guys at the top of the rotation that are going to get that opportunity to keep going.
Well, and
but
that's not completely new either, in fairness. We've seen Bumgarner and others do
if
it.
I'm not mistaken, though, this year, like, it was either only 20 guys, 20 or 21 guys qualified for the ERA title. And they were
because of innings pitched.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, they're really.
If I'm not mistaken,
that's probably,
and there
that's
was only
amazing.
And there's only a handful of even got to 200 innings this year. Because we were just at the Players Association meetings, and I thought I heard one of the guys say, I think only 21 guys actually qualified.
How intrigued are you by this kid from Japan?
Very.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this, do you think, I know that there's a kid, I think his last name is Green, who was drafted, who's like a pitcher.
Tyler Green, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Hunter, guys, we, you know, baseball players grew up pitching and mm-hmm. but you immediately get identified. Do you think there may be a trend of going back to letting pitchers hit? Or is this just somebody special? Or maybe he can't even do it. Maybe he'll find out real quick. Do you think it can be done?
I think it can be done. Mm-hmm. I think it's extremely difficult just because to be elite on the best league on the planet at mm-hmm. two things. So you have to be an elite hitter and do that while also being able to pitch. Every fifth day or
which
every
sixth? Which one's harder to stay elite at if you're trying to do both, do you think?
Say what?
Which would be harder to stay elite at if you're trying to do both?
I think hitting.
You need more practice in the cage.
Yeah, but more because of the time that – so, like, it's back and forth, but, like, if he's going to – so he's also – Ohtani is pitched every sixth day mm-hmm. in Japan. So if he comes here, they'll have to make a decision on whether or not do we keep him in a five-man rotation or do we go to a six-man and try to
and there are major league teams that are doing that too, uh-huh. which is different.
And so, and then from there, like pitchers, I can only use Max, but like, and our starting pitchers, but you throw, and then the rest of your week is building up to that next start. So it's not just I throw and like I'm going to check out for the next 4 days. The entire thing mm-hmm. starts all over again. And what they have to put their body through as far as lifting and staying strong, they lift way more than position players do. Is for strength, way
pitchers.
More. Yes.
Wow.
I think way if it more. Ever happens, wouldn't it be more likely that maybe it would have to be a closer or a relief pitcher? I could see, like, you know, you bring your right fielder in to close. You see that in college, right?
Yeah.
To be a starter and a position player, that just sounds.
I think it's going to be supremely difficult. I don't want to say that he can't do it. I just know how good the league is. But also, I'll be the first to admit that when some of the Cuban players started coming to our league, I didn't think they were going to have some of the immediate success mm-hmm. that they did. So I probably undervalue a little bit how good
would he,
some of the rest of the
would he
are.
Be better off going AL just to be a DH? Or does that not matter?
If he wants to hit, it would be easier. But mm-hmm. now you start – I mean, to pay someone or to have someone just completely take the –
Well, I think you're meaning in addition to pitching.
No, in addition to the – but like just the DH, like you're looking for someone that's an elite hitter.
Right.
Or – two people who can do – they can make one elite hitter with the platoon splits.
I'm going to give you the – go ahead.
I was just going to say I want to talk some other things with you when we come back, but is there a sense of urgency with your ball club to win this year because of contracts that are expiring, et cetera? Is that
– I mean, I would say there should be a sense of urgency
every year.
30 ball clubs.
Yeah. Okay.
But well, I'm going to give you some – I'm going to go the opposite sense of urgency. I just got the press release, but they're going to raise the 2018 NL East banner on opening day. In Washington. Yeah.
Oh, what now?
Nice.
I said they're going to raise the 2018 NL East banner on opening day.
Wait a second. Okay, I misunderstood
that. Yeah, 2018. Yeah, sorry, the 2018, season coming. Have you seen this rotten division that we're giving the Nationals? Are you kidding me?
They may win it by 19 game.
Right? They may win it by 40 this year.
We're coming back, man. I don't know
what about Gabe and the Phils?
That's no disrespect to the Nats. That's how much better they are than everyone. Yeah. Hey, he hates a bulletin board material. I'm sending this right to Atlanta. See if I can fire the boys up.
We're hanging out with Washington Nats all-star second baseman Daniel Murphy. Got a few more minutes with him coming off another banner season. Are they getting tougher as the years go by there, young man?
I don't necessarily know if they're tougher. Uh-huh. They are to a certain extent because you know the more you do, the more you know where you've kind of got to go
right.
in the middle of the year. And you're like, that's going to hurt. Like 110 games into the year, that's going to hurt. But our medical staff is unbelievable in D.C., and I've kind of changed the way I'm eating, so that helps as well, too. So
look at you.
Well, yeah, it's an investment.
It's a good investment.
Yeah, it is.
You're going into your final year of your contract? Yes.
Final year, yes.
Okay.
How old are you, Murph?
Play this season at 33. I'm 32 right now.
Yeah, you're fine. We got one more good deal in us, boys.
Yeah.
We'll kill it, right?
Yeah, we got one more good deal in us.
We'll see what happens.
You owe me an apology. You told me off the air of an inaccurate prediction of my favorite team.
Did I say they were going to be holding up the rest of the NL East?
Yeah, you did. I think you're getting there, buddy. I think we're not going to catch you this year.
No.
But when you join us at third base after this final season in Washington.
Boys might be a little more worried about off the field stuff in Atlanta right now than they are on the field.
How big is that cheating stuff that the Braves are doing? Is that seemed like a big deal?
We're the only ones
tried to play it off
that.
Like it was. If you're not cheating, you're not trying.
No,
he sat here and swore to God he wouldn't watch another Braves baseball game if they took away Kevin.
Swear to God,
Maiton, whatever his name is. And I told him you're going to lose those guys.
He's double dip. Now he gets paid again.
Yeah,
and keep all that money too.
Does he get to keep it? Wow,
yeah,
good for him.
No, I mean, to sit here and say that other organizations didn't bundle and do it would be naive.
Uh-huh.
They may not have been as egregious.
Yeah, when you get banned for life, when you get the Pete Rose treatment,
it's
not a good thing.
It's no good.
But the current Braves, I mean, look, obviously the only, 6 years you may hate it, but right now.
Then not 6 years. So what you have to look is eventually when your boys want to go, when you have prospects, they can do two things. They can help your ball club. Or they can help another ball club at the trade deadline.
Well, we're about to find that out this year.
So that's the only thing about I don't want to say it in the way to like demean players, but prospects are capital. They're bullets in your gun.
Mm-hmm.
And the Braves just got quite a few bullets taken away because when you guys are ready to contend, which it could be in 2018, you're going to want to do things at the trade deadline. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got a chance.
You don't have to qualify it. I mean,
everybody's
just,
got a chance.
You know? Well, you got to qualify. You feel and like this necessity to qualify that Atlanta could be decent.
You get so excited.
Just you know,
no, I
ride
mean,
with it.
No, it's so. We'll see.
Why don't the Nats have postseason success? What's the deal with that? And is that something that's talked about amongst you guys?
So I've only been through two.
Right.
And so I think this is now, is it four division exits in 6 years, I believe, it seems like.
But never
haven't
won
a series.
Haven't won a series, so it's four.
That's the
even
thing.
Back to the Expos.
That's the thing. You never have won a series, and we think of the Nats
and
as
the best
a
team
good
in
ball
the, or one of them, but the National League this year was so good. But anyway.
Yeah, it's I think, so the in playing in the postseason the last 3 years, and I haven't done it as many as other guys, it's such a kind of a crapshoot. Like you if do you run into a Madison Bumgarner?
You know
what I mean, 1 year. And again, the Cubs made the plays this year against us and we didn't, and not to take anything away from what Chicago did in that series, I think it would be fair to say that we didn't play our best baseball. Now some of that could be attributed to Chicago playing well and doing what they're supposed to do, but I think it would be fair to say, especially offensively, we really struggled to swing the bats until kind of that game five. And so
that was a great game. It was a great series. I mean, rooting for you, obviously, but
not all of us.
What a game five!
Yeah, that I think is, you know,
you homered in that game, didn't you? Early
game five.
Yeah,
You had you had some really good at bats the previous game, or you hit it on the button, but
you just got out. I finished the previous game swinging the bat well in game four of the last two, and I felt really good game five.
Yeah,
I was kind of hoping we could continue.
It is what it is, but you got another year. But
Nats hope so. As you start the year, again, it's World Series. You got that kind of talent and that kind of expectation.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think it's reasonable for us to expect to put ourselves in a position to win the division again and see if we can make a deep
run. When you get a new skipper, does he call you personally? Have you talked? Do you see him at training camp? Do certain guys, the leaders, get called and others will meet him in spring? Or how does that work typically?
I would say, if I had to guess, that Davey has reached out to all the players. I know he's reached out to me. And so in speaking with some of our PR staff, they kind of threw out a heads up to guys like, hey, if you see a number from this area code, it's going to be Davey. And so he reached out to me, and we spoke for probably about 10 minutes or so.
How does that conversation go? Do you question him? Do you just small talk? I mean,
it's kind of, yeah, just kind of getting a feel for each other and expectations of what he's looking for. You know, he's obviously very excited. I think we're excited to have him, come in with the new staff. And not to take anything away from what Dusty was able to do with, you know, two division championships and 95-plus win ball clubs. But, no, it's now time to get behind our manager and get ready for a new season. And so, yeah, that's kind of just small talk. You know, what are you expecting of us? I'll probably get a chance to see him. I'm going up to D.C. to get my knee looked at and do that Nats Fest for a day. So he'll be there, and I'll get a chance to talk to him.
You're not playing Santa again, are you?
No, I'm not doing that. I'm just going to hobble around a convention center and go talk to some of the Nats fans and kids there.
They've embraced you guys up there, the Nats fans.
Yes, yeah, I think so.
You've got a really good crowd.
Yeah,
it's really developed.
I think the organization's done a good job of putting a pretty good product on the field over the last 5 or 6 years.
I appreciate that. You know, they keep adding. You know,
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's
nice.
The name of the game.
Yeah,
man.
As a fan, it just, you know, you try for a while, and then sometimes as our team
watch your guys get hurt and shake your head and win 70 games when you thought you were going to win 90.
So will you be going to the Super Bowl with us when the Jags make the venture to the Great White North? You want to just ride with us?
Or? I'm heading down this Sunday to go see the Jaguars. Yeah,
yes.
I'm going to drag my leg down there.
I was going to say, you're going to have to hobble around a little bit.
You carry me? No?
I will. If you want to sit with us, you can come sit with us, the fam. You know, we'll carry you in. Now, should we carry in like on a caravan or just help you in? Hobble.
Like Pharaoh?
Yeah, you
know,
you want to get
like
fed
that?
Grapes?
Maybe we should do the, just to stick it to Seattle, do the 12th man thing and let Murph raise a flag.
You should do that. Huh? Yeah, ring the bell. We got all kinds of opportunities.
Should be good. What is Seattle's? What's their record?
8-4, same as us.
Oh, tasty.
Of course, they're 3-point underdogs to the mighty Jags. What a difference a year makes.
As well, they
should be.
It's
been so much fun this year. I know
I've watched it. Yeah, it's looked.
It's just been
fun to watch.
It's been enjoyable.
That's off to them.
Yeah,
so far.
What are your quick observations here as we wrap up with you about, you know, this football team?
Yeah, I mean, they've given this city meaningful games in December.
Yeah.
And I, you know, it could be easy to say that, you know, you've been waiting for it, but enjoy them while you're here.
Right.
Like it's easy to say that, you know, this could be expected and this will happen for years to come for as long as you waited. But, you know, I played on a ball club where it's taken 6 years to where you put yourself in a position. So enjoy the ride.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and they've played really, really well. They're fun to watch. They defend like crazy.
I think they're built to last, too.
Oh,
the
man,
defenses.
They defend like crazy and run the football. Blake played really well this Sunday. Mm-hmm. And so enjoy the ride. I mean, it's easy to start looking ahead and stuff and, you know, enjoy the work week and get ready for Sunday and really enjoy it.
As the knee knocked out this year's soccer trip, or are we still doing that?
I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it over. It has really, really impeded my golf game. I'll tell you that much. It is pretty much.
Are you playing more?
I was going to play. Yeah. That's been non-existent now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, I can't do that.
You got a great place to play. There's no one ever there. You can
get
up and play in 2 hours.
I love it. Yeah. I have it. The 16th hole stares at me every day.
Yeah.
So it's sad.
I just get some chips in. You like Tiger, chip and putting.
There we go.
Well, continued success. Congratulations.
Why don't you come in again before you leave?
We'll hold you to it.
Yeah. We're always proud of you, and we just love watching you play your sport.
Well, I appreciate it, fellas.
Yeah, man.